If it's Monday, then it must be time for Brad Graber, our special guest and financial planner from Investing in Truth. And Brad, today we are talking about how to avoid returning to work after retirement, correct?
That is correct.
Well, it's good to be speaking with you again. Welcome back. We missed you last week.
It was a much needed little time of rest.
Oh, good. Good. Now we can throw all our hardball questions at you.
There you go. Bring it on.
he's ready.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know we don't have hardball questions. Anyway, hey,
not
Brad.
Not you and I, at least.
No, not anyway. Our stuff's pretty simple. We tend to look forward. I think everybody, it seems, tends to look forward to retirement and for all kinds of reasons, but sometimes we end up back in the workplace. What are some of the reasons that people might want to or have to go back to work after retirement? Because it's usually not the plan.
Well, there's a couple of reasons. Number one could be that financially it didn't work out the way you had expected. Either you didn't have enough saved and you tried retirement, realized your savings weren't going to last long enough, so while you still had some ability to work and earn an income, you decided to go back and to bridge those years. And then the other one can be, a lot of people have a wrong view of retirement, and they think retirement is the absence or the avoidance of work. And when we go against God's creation, God designed us and created us for work. When we go against that, a lot of times it plays out in the long run. So people, they try this retirement where they're trying to avoid work, they're just going to sit around and enjoy life, and after a couple of years they realize, you know what, there's not much enjoyment in that if I do that every day. They need a bigger sense of purpose, and they realize that work actually helped provide that for them. So they find themselves back in the workplace because of that.
So would we want to then potentially hold off on our retirement? Is that a good idea?
Well, let me give you my explanation of what retirement actually is. And this all goes back to, we have this understanding that God created us with work in mind. Work is what we were actually created for. So as we're going through our career, we're trying to set some money aside because we realize that, you know what, our bodies are eventually going to fail and we may not be able to go do the work that we're doing right now. So we need to set some income aside today for the time period when we're not able to continue doing that work and earn that paycheck. So we go through life doing that, and we may, it may play out kind of as we expected, where we hit that whatever designated retirement age we had planned on. We actually have enough saved up, and we're not able to work much beyond that. So then we just ease into retirement. Mm. But for a lot of us, it's not going to play out that way. For some, we may lose the ability to continue to work and earn that paycheck before we have enough saved up. But for others, we may get to that age that we had designated and realize, you know what, we still got the ability to work. So retirement can be that point in time where it separates the need for the paycheck from the work that we're doing. Hmm. And that's where we can have a lot of fun and a lot of flexibility, because now instead of working because we feel like we have this need, this requirement for the paycheck, we can now step back and say, what is it, what are my skills and abilities, and how can I use those to serve God when I take the paycheck out of the equation? Okay. And for some people, that means they're going to go and they're going to volunteer for ministry and use this wealth of experience that they have through their career and just give their talents and their skills away. They still have a great purpose because now they're doing it purely for God, not for the paycheck. For others, it may just free them up to be able to take a lesser paying job, or maybe it's only a part-time job because the stresses of the full-time job are too much. I have people all the time that are in these executive positions, and they just get so burned out with the stresses of work once they start getting up towards their 60s or in their early 60s. And they're like, I can't mentally or physically take this anymore. I need to step down from this role. And because I've saved, I'm able to step away from that job and that paycheck and be able to still do work that I enjoy and am using my skills and ability to do. But I don't have to take on the full role that I was before.
Yeah. Brad, I know that for a lot of people, by the time they hit their retirement years, depending on how well they have planned for it, which we've talked about a lot here on Moody Radio with you, you hear these two words come into play after retirement for so many people: fixed income. What are some things that we might be able to do even before we hit that point of retirement, especially where minimizing taxation of our retirement income is concerned? What are some things that we can do that are legitimate and legal to help us save money? So, because we've talked about giving, we want to still be able to give too.
That's right. And there's three main factors to our ability to be able to retire. The first one is how many years we're going to be in retirement that our savings have to provide for. The second is going to be the amount of our expenses. So what is our annual expenses and our budget that we have to try to replace from our savings? And then the third is how much, what's the return that our savings are going to be bringing to us? What is the income that it's going to be spitting off to us? So those three things are really the key factors. So as we look at the first one, years of retirement. So the longer we can continue to work, and even if we're not earning as much of a paycheck as we were before, but maybe we're just earning enough to be able to cover our expenses for another couple of years as we ease into retirement. If we can trim 2, 3, 4 years off of the draining out of our retirement savings and just allow them to sit there and grow, we're not putting anything new into it, but we're just not taking out of it. That can have a tremendous impact on our ability to be able to retire and stop working for that paycheck at some point. The second one, amount of our expenses. What can we do leading up to retirement to trim those expenses down? One big one is getting out of debt. So making sure that the house is paid off, any other debts are paid off as we're leading into those retirement years. Because we don't want to use our retirement savings to be paying off debt once we're no longer earning that paycheck. And then the third one is the return on the money that we do have saved. And that just comes down to stewardship. Are we making sure that we're being good stewards of the money that we have and not taking too much risk, because we can't risk losing the money that we've saved, so we got to make sure we're not taking too much risk. But also just being prudent and not just having it sitting in a checking account earning nothing, but making sure that we at least are investing it in some way to get a reasonable return for that money.
Well, Brad, you know, banks don't really pay the same amount of interest on savings and checking accounts as they used to. So how is it, or how wise is it, to sock away a large amount of cash and have that readily available? Is it better to invest that somewhere else?
Well, that's where we have to look at what is the purpose of the money we've got set aside. And I'm a huge proponent of always assigning a use to any dollars we have saved. Number one, it keeps us from hoarding and just saving as much money as we possibly can, because everything has a designated use. So the money in your bank account is for liquid reasons. We want to have it available, accessible quickly, but there's a limit to how much we actually have to have in a checking account that we need to be able to get to in one day. A lot of our other money, investment accounts and so forth, a lot of times we can get to them within a couple of days. And by being able to set them aside in a different type of investment, we can hopefully be able to increase the amount of return that we're getting for it. So, and you can even, with these days, you can link your investment account with your checking account. So you can even move money electronically from one to the other. So it goes back to that stewardship idea. What is my use of this money? And what's my time frame before I think I'm going to use it? And then how can I invest it in that time frame, that level of risk that's determined by the amount of time I have? How can I invest it for the best rate of return that matches the purpose that I'm setting it aside for? And a lot of times, if it's not that I'm going to need it at any point in time, that I need to be able to write a check on it, or I need to have it so I can go withdraw cash today, if it's beyond that, then I probably can find a better use and a better return by looking at other ways to invest that money.